You obviously weren't happy last week. You said they needed to have a bit of a look in the mirror. How did the week go?
Yeah, no, we've had two strong days of practice, so it was a disappointing second half. I thought the first half was pretty much spot on, but we didn't step up to the plate that second half. So, we know Adelaide's a tough game, especially over there, and we're expecting a tough game.
So what do you expect differently from the guys from the second half to better for this week?
Well, it's just our locked-on concentration, you know, getting know what we're doing defensively. I thought we gave them too many easy points, and they got their tails up, and we didn't defend the three when DD started hitting shots. So certainly got to do a better job of that.
You couldn't shoot any worse, I wouldn't have thought, from a lot of the guys. Did you say that that's just an aberration, and history says it's unlikely to happen again?
Yeah, well, you have Tirico's 1 of 9, Clint was 1 of 8, so it was, Bryce was the lone star with perimeter threat out there, but we also didn't pass the ball inside, which we should have attacked Bogut a lot more. But we learn our lessons from that game, and hopefully we can put it into Friday night's performance.
How they shot at training?
They're good shooters. Yeah. That's, some days you're going to have it off, but that's where your defense has got to stand up, and that's where we lacked on that last game.
So some tough love. How's your voice?
No, that's all right. The video doesn't lie. It shows what we're doing. So it was more our connecting with each other, using each other to provide energy within the group. We didn't do that. And our spark off the bench was pretty minimal. So, a lot of areas, and that's what you want to find out during the season.
Would you like to be using Dario Hunt more?
Look, he had a great game 2 games ago. It was just his activity, his rebounding, running the lane. So, he's got to bring that energy level up. I thought last weekend he was probably standing still a little bit too much, and he found that key what we need against New Zealand. Now we've just got to make sure it's consistent with that.
It's 9 flights in 15 days. Is the schedule catching up with you?
Yeah, look, it's a tough part without a question. This 5 games away, especially going down to Invercargill and getting back, that's virtually going from Sydney to LA. That was a tough trip, so it is what it is. We're used to travelling over here in Perth, and this is our last little hit for 5-game stretch, so we've tried to freshen them up as much as we can to ready to go.
So it is having an impact. You'd be glad to see the end of a heavy schedule?
Yeah, we knew that when the schedule came out. It was a tough 5 games away. So, look, we're sitting 2-2, so it's pretty good. Hopefully we can come back with a win and have a winning record during this period.
You've responded pretty well to losses this year. You haven't lost 2 in a row at any point. And when you got belted previously, you responded really well on Sunday as well. Is that you anticipate will happen again, that the way the guys react is pretty heavily when they lose?
Yeah, well, it's there's a lot of pride at stake there too. A lot of professionals out there that don't like to be have a poor performance. So hopefully we can get the ship righted on Friday night and give Adelaide a good crack.
Adelaide's scoring is obviously something you'd be looking at pretty heavily. They'd like to score. They're putting up, I think, is averaging 94 per game. How do you slow them down?
Yeah, like Randall, bringing Randall back is like a team from 2 years ago. And then Johnson's, quality. And, their role players do a great job at home. And that's something that we've got to control. We've got to do a great job rebounding and defending. And to really test us after last week, giving up 104 points.